ABC Radio Australia.
Australia's Fair Work Ombudsman will take a Brisbane labour hire company back to court this month. It wants to force the company to pay 22 Ni Vanuatu workers more than $100,000 in lost wages and expenses for farm work that they completed back in 2014 here as part of the Australian government's seasonal worker program. Now, the men say that they had been promised a good wage but were paid nothing and fed little, often relying on the food that they were actually picking. Now, a Catholic group that's against human trafficking, ACRAF, has also taken up the men's case, saying that the Australian government should be the one to foot the bill, or at least until the court action is resolved. Reporter Bill Bainbridge has been speaking with ACRAF's executive officer, Christine Carolyn.
There were 22 men were recruited from Vanuatu to work picking tomatoes in Bundaberg in Queensland, and they were recruited by a labour hire company in Queensland, and the men were told to borrow money in Vanuatu for their airfares and for spending money, and the men never saw that money again. And then the men came to Bundaberg and they worked on a tomato farm, and they were treated so badly. Almost all of them went home in debt. They didn't earn anything, or a couple earned $150 for the whole period of time they were working.
And yet most of them were not paid.
No. And in fact, the case was so shocking that the Fair Work Ombudsman took their case to the Federal Circuit Court in Brisbane, and the judge said this is egregious exploitation.
And so in your estimation, how much would the men be owed?
We think it's $107,900. That would account for the wages, a 25% loading on the wages because they were casual workers, and their airfares and their spending money.
So what's your understanding of who is actually responsible here? I mean, does the government technically have a responsibility, or are you just suggesting that they have a moral responsibility that they need to live up to?
It's more than a moral responsibility, but it is a moral responsibility. And in fact, we've called on the government to pay, to allocate an act of grace payment for $107,900. This is now 5 years since the men were so egregiously exploited. The crime happened in Australia. An Australian court has said the crime happened, and yet the men are still unpaid. And so we're saying this was a program that is called the Seasonal Worker Program for Pacific Islanders and people from Timor-Leste. That program is actually part of our Australian aid program, and that's where the Australian government's responsibility steps in, I think.